Hey, this is Dave Ramsey, WBQO, wants you to save money. Join me weekdays from 2 to 5 and Sundays from 7 to 10 a.m. on WBQO 93.7.
Wake up with This Morning, America's first news, first thing every weekday morning with me, Gordon Deal. 93.7 WBQO, St. Simon's Island.
Southern Sports Talk. This is The Game, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Brunswick High playing on a 7-on-7. We're just going to jump in, by the way. The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, Kit Branch.
Good morning.
Brunswick High on the 7-on-7. We'll let Mr. Brunswick High there bring us up to speed.
They're at Hoover, Alabama in the National 7-on-7 Passing Tournament. Got off to a rough start yesterday and lost their first two games, but bounced back late yesterday afternoon and won a game, and then went to the evening session and won all three games. So they made it into today's tournament, and we're just waiting to see how they're doing.
Okay, Wimbledon's underway today. The women's finals going on. We'll probably bring you some updates from time to time on that particular match. 912-275-7017. We'll take your calls today. We're going to do it. If you call in, I will. I will take your calls. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. I'll read your emails if they're not garbage. We typically get about two or three emails per show during the course of the show, but I don't read them because they're idiotic. So, you know, intelligent emails, I'll actually read them on the air.
Yes, you'll read them on the air if they're not idiotic. That's pretty good right there, man. So what does idiotic mean? If they don't agree with what your opinion on the subject is, does that mean they're idiotic?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
Clarified.
Okay. We're good.
Anytime, and I actually have. Like, I've seen emails that have come through that have agreed with you on a subject and disagreed with me, and I've deleted them.
That means they're probably correct.
Well.
I mean, yeah, there, you know, it just depends on a particular subject.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Good sports week, dude. I enjoyed watching that All-Star game and the events surrounding the All-Star game. So we'll get into that in a later segment. But it was a pretty good week. I usually don't watch an All-Star game, Jason, but I did this time.
Yeah, we'll touch on that later on in the segment. By the way, the segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting. They've got that archery lane up and rolling. So if you're an archer
or a deer hunter getting ready for
bow hunter
bow season,
yeah,
coming up.
There you go. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so go in there and work on your game a little bit,
man. The Braves, I don't even think they know. The last 2 years, it seems like they're always trying to go in a direction and then they make a move that completely does not even line up with what they're telling the fan base they're doing. And so here we are. They're in a weird spot. They're 7 out of the wild card. The division's gone. Like they had a series with the Nats, 4-game set, but before the All-Star break, they were 9 out going in. They split that 4-game set, so they stayed 9 out. To have any chance of winning the division in reality, they needed to sweep the Nationals. They didn't do it. So the division's out. Now you got to turn your attention to the wild card. You're 7 out of the wild card. And there's all sorts of trade talks swirling around the team in both directions, buyers or sellers. 3 games under .500, I think actually now 2 games under .500 with the win last night at Arizona. And they're just in a weird place.
You ever heard of the psychological term overthinking? That's what the Braves do a lot of times. When you sit there, they just overanalyze, overthink, and sometimes you just are scratching your head and you're saying, what in the heck are these guys doing? What are they thinking? And it's easy to get caught up in that mindset.
This segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Bruce Kennedy's been doing it a long time. over there off of Norris Street. He will take care of you more than just tires. So get your head in there if you need something done automotively.
Good man.
Yeah, very good dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what's going on with Atlanta in particular. Let's start with Julio Teheran. Atlanta has come out and said, this is so funny. Like, I'm just waiting to hear what you're going to say about this. The Braves have come out on record on Julio Teheran, quote, Julio Teheran is not on the market, but we will consider offers.
That's classic Major League Baseball. That's classic sports, you know. We're not interested in trading him, but we'll listen to what you have to say. Really? Then he's on the dang market. That's what he is. If we get the right offer, then we'll move him. That's what it means. Teran's a quality pitcher. He's had a lot of quality starts here lately. I was on board probably a month ago wanting to get rid of him by the All-Star break. Why? Thinking that you could get something for him in return, value in return. But he's really been pitching well lately, and if they were to keep him, I wouldn't be disappointed because I think he can be a good quality number two, number three starter in this rotation for the next few years. But if they want to get rid of him, then you better get something of value for him.
Of course, the Braves were in on the Quintana trade with the White Sox, who he just got shipped to the Cubs. And the interesting thing about that is it has now come out, you know, after everything's been done and said, it's now come out that the Braves actually offered Ozzie Albies to the White Sox as the perennial piece to be able to bring Quintana to Atlanta. So it has been long thought that Albies was considered that untouchable prospect, 20 years old now in the Braves system. He's going to be, at this point, he's going to be your starting second baseman next season. And the Braves dangled him to bring in a frontline starter. And that befuddles me.
Befuddled.
It befuddles me because the Braves are also listening to offers for Jaime Garcia, and they're actively in trade talks with the Royals. Jaime Garcia is probably going to be a Kansas City Royal next week when we do this show. So on one side, you're trying to bring in a frontline starter by trading a high-level prospect, and then on the other hand, you're trading one of your starting rotation guys for young prospects. Those two things don't coincide with a particular hardcore game plan. This is what we're doing. This is same stuff for the last 2 years. Mm. Middle of the fence, no direction.
I think the Braves think by, you know, dangling the young prospect out there. I think they're pretty confident in what they have offensively and defensively right now in the system. And they're not too confident of what they have in the system as it relates to pitching. As a, you know, you got the kid they just got from Vanderbilt. He should be ready. I think he'll be ready by the end of the season. But I don't, you know, if you sit here and analyze this, it sounds like the Braves are not confident in their rotation, which they probably shouldn't be at this point in time. And they're going out trying to find somebody that will take some bait and bring a quality pitcher in.
You know what I would do?
What would you do?
Braves need bullpen help.
They need arms.
And they do need a frontline starter in their rotation.
They do.
Okay. You don't have any of that. Teheran is considered your ace, and in reality, on most major league teams, Teheran is a borderline two, solid three.
He is.
Okay? Yeah. With Atlanta, he's an ace because they don't have anything better in their rotation than what is equivalent to a number three in most rotations. Keep that in mind. So here's what I would do. You've got Julio Teheran, who's been inconsistent year in, year out. He's now about 20. He's 26 years old. He's still in the prime of his pitching career. You've got Matt Whistler, who's 26, who you have completely destroyed his confidence. Yes. Up, yeah, and down, up and down, up and down. He's, yeah, not going to factor into your long-term plans at this point. If I were Atlanta, I would say, hey, look, Team A, you have an elite frontline starter that we need. I will give you Julio Teheran and Matt Whistler for that number one elite ace and a bullpen guy. That's what I would do.
They need some bullpen help. That is for sure. Their bullpen's atrocious.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Miles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go, 912-267-0248.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
You're in the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome back to the game, Kip Branch and Jason Bishop. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply, Peachtree Pest Control. One of my favorite segments of the week, the Week in Review.
And here we go. Michael Jordan has joined the Derek Jeter Group to buy the Marlins. You know who should join them instead of Jordan? LeBron, better businessman. Houston Nutt, you are a bad coach with a bad coach's name. It's not Ole Miss's fault that no one can take you seriously because your name is Houston Nutt.
Amen.
Do you know who would be a great addition to the Braves bullpen? Anyone. Aaron Judge reminds me of a young Jason Bishop. Peyton Manning, the best ESPYs host ever. Even
awesome.
Kevin Durant thought so.
That was awesome.
Mayweather McGregor will be the best fight you will ever see that is only 1 minute long.
Correct.
Lonzo Ball is negotiating with... No, I refuse to put the balls in my Week in Review. The biggest surprise of the week, that the Marlins did not find some way to foul up the All-Star game. Now they can go back to what they do best, being a front office dumpster fire. And these are my thoughts.
the All-Star game was, I enjoyed that.
It was fantastic.
I enjoyed it. That home run derby, oh, I couldn't take my eyes off the TV.
See, that's the, I have long sailed in this boat. You will hear Major League Baseball has a problem because it can't move fast enough for the younger viewers, that it's too slow and it's losing viewership and consumption because it's too slow. None of that is true. The reason baseball is losing viewership and consumption is because they don't market their stars. End of story.
And this Judge kid, he is a marketing gold mine. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I mean, when you're hitting 513-foot home runs, just bouncing them off the plexiglass at the end of the stadium, hitting them off the rafters and the roof that didn't even count, by the way, it went so high, a moonshot. He hit the roof at that ballpark. You know how high that roof is? I flew over that stadium in an airplane coming back from Haiti recently for work. Dude, that ball might have went 600 feet. He hit it so hard.
Again,
it bounced off the roof.
Again, you got a good young star, bright young star. Major League Baseball should be doing. He should be on almost every commercial that Major League Baseball does to promote the game. But see, the thing is they don't do that. Major League Baseball doesn't put out a marketing campaign using their stars. The closest thing they have is a T-Mobile campaign, which, because T-Mobile is paying Major League Baseball to be the official cell phone sponsor, T-Mobile's doing that. They're using Bryce Harper and Felix Hernandez and those types of guys that are superstars in the game, and their commercials have been pretty decent. You know, Dexter Fowler commercial, I think, is hilarious. When the guy's on the bus with Dexter Fowler on the Cubs, was the Cubs bus, and they're going down the road when Fowler was still with the Cubs. And Fowler's like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "Oh, my name is Tom. I'm basically a part of the team because I have T-Mobile." And Fowler's like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to be on this bus." That's hilarious.
Good. It's good. You know what, man? You're going to say, "Hey, I didn't know you were a fashion connoisseur, Kip." Bryce Harper, I don't know. I think it was Tuesday. I was watching the lead up to the Home Run Derby. You know, it was in Miami, and Harper was sporting the Miami Vice look, man, with the little, you know, the little suit on and the T-shirt. Man, he looked cool down there. Had the pink T-shirt on, looking sporty. I mean, yeah, baseball, whoever the marketing director is for MLB, they need to have an immediate opening.
Agreed. I mean, they've got a lot of good young stars. They just, again, they don't market them. And the NBA, perfect example. That's all the NBA does is market its players.
Please,
and look how pop. I mean, the NBA has ascended very quickly over the last few years to being able to become way more popular than it was. And why? Because they're marketing their stars. They actively run advertising campaigns for the NBA using their players to promote the league. Major League Baseball, nah, we're too. I don't even know why they don't. I don't understand the reasoning. I've never even heard a reason why.
I mean, I see you watch TV a lot. I watch TV and a lot. And LeBron James, you see LeBron James on a commercial just about every day.
Yes, you do.
You do. I mean, he's the star of the league. They market him. I see Steph Curry in commercials. I saw James Harden in a commercial the other day.
Who is the richest NBA player in the history of the NBA?
I mean, it's insane the way they market their players. You hardly ever see a Major League Baseball. I see a little Bryce Harper commercial where somebody knocks on his hotel room or something like that, and he's half asleep. I mean,
it's funny because that commercial isn't as funny as the Dexter Fowler one, but it is. It's comical in the sense that Bryce Harper comes to the door in footy pajamas. That's funny. But again, that's a T-Mobile commercial. That's got nothing to do with Major League Baseball.
Right.
That's not Major League Baseball's commercial. That's T-Mobile's commercial. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and Peachtree Pest Control. Brunswick Mower Supply, folks, 48 months, 0% interest. Mm. You heard me right, 0% interest for 48 months.
It's already pushing 90 degrees, so it'll be a rough day to mow the grass today. So I'm sure they could hook you up with something you could ride.
Hmm.
Maybe not take as long. They probably got some fancy thing with a fan hooked up on it. Probably got a cooler, a Yeti cooler built into one of them. You can just, I mean, make yard work fun.
Coming back to the All-Star game, did you watch the All-Star game?
Yes.
Okay, 2-1 game.
2-1 game.
Were you, not the home run derby, the actual All-Star game, were you entertained by the All-Star game?
Yes, I was.
Watched the whole thing?
I missed about the middle two innings, but I watched from like the seventh inning on.
Okay, and you watched that game, I'm assuming, and were entertained, and you were entertained by that game because one after another, after another, after another, the best players in baseball were on the field, right?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was almost going to be a, it looked like it was going to be a Braves, it's something you could criticize the Braves on. They bring Kimbrel in. He looks like he's going to blow the ball game. You're going to say, oh, no, here's the Braves jinx or something, even though he's in Boston. He looks awful out there pitching, and then, you know, they bring the guy comes in, Cano hits the home run, and then he ends up being the winner.
Winner. Yeah.
And hits worse than anybody that was out there.
That's funny. But my point is that you watched the game and you were thoroughly entertained, and why is because Major League Baseball stars were on the field all at the same time. Look, the ratings for the Home Run Derby and this All-Star game were through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because folks actually tuned in to a competitive game that had the best of the best on the field in Major League Baseball, and they were compelled to consume the game because of the stars that were on the field. And yet Major League Baseball can't figure out that they need to use their stars to market their product if they're going to survive, because they're that much of idiots.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery, 912-265-9696, or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kev's. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Well, we finally have a time and details on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show for Glenn Academy this season. The show will be on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at Catch 228 on St. Simon's in Redfern Village.
The Brandon Derrick Frederica Show will be at Nat's Landing on Wednesday nights at 7:30, and the Sean Pender Brunswick High Show will be at Moondoggies on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
One of the things that I get yelled at on a weekly basis for is that I don't do a very good job of keeping up with sponsors, giving out phone numbers, basically just being a good radio show host. I get yelled at that pretty much for that on a weekly basis. So the number to call in, 912-275-7017. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This is Kip Branch along with me to do the show. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, C Palms Realty, and Mateos. Then everything? Oh, the email. Yeah. Okay. You can also email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If your email doesn't stink and it agrees with exactly what my opinion is, I'll read it on the air.
Okay. That should be good. Braves.
Yeah, let's get back to some of that trade talk because there's a lot of stuff we didn't even touch on.
Yeah.
So, obviously, they lost out on the Quintana trade. They, as we mentioned, they actually offered Ozzie Albies as the centerpiece of that deal. So now they're turned their attention. The Braves are actively seeking a frontline starter. Their goal by the trade deadline is to have a frontline starter in their rotation. It looks like that's what the front office has decided to do. That would give us the indication that they're going to be buyers, but yet they're about to ship off Jaime Garcia, whatever.
Well, Jaime needs to go, don't you think? Would you not trade Garcia for a frontline starter if you could?
They're not going to get a frontline starter for Jaime Garcia.
You're going to dangle a prospect in there with to get a frontline starter. You got to do something. He's got to go. What's his ERA? He's 2-7, right?
He's 2-7. His ERA is 4.5.
Okay. How many starts has he had this year?
Oh, can we look that up? How many starts has he had? He's had 16 starts.
So he's 2-7, which means he's had 7 no decisions, which means he's probably not pitched well in those 7 as well.
Or he hasn't got any run support. You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, ERA is not too through the roof. I mean, it's not terribly bad, but he's the one that could go. I mean, you said in the first segment he was maybe going to get traded to the Royals.
Looks like he's heading to Kansas City.
Okay, then maybe they'll probably get some prospects in return for him, which I don't know. It won't be pitching prospects because all the Braves do is draft pitchers. They don't need any pitchers in the system. They need some everyday players.
They sure do. They are very thin on position players.
So
quality position players.
Yeah, so you would think that they'd get a position player in a Jaime Garcia trade with the Royals. So we'll see how that plays out. But back to the point is the Braves need a frontline starter.
They need bullpen help.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That's the understatement of the year right there. They need bullpen help. How many I'm not talking about blown saves. We're talking about a frontline starter here. It seems that that's the direction the Braves want to go. So who's out there that the Braves can get?
Okay. So the Braves have expressed interest in Sonny Gray in Oakland, Chris Archer from Tampa, Garrett Cole for Pittsburgh, and Justin Verlander for Detroit. Yes, the Braves have reached out to those teams for those 4 guys. So, again, the Braves are definitely in the market, or they wouldn't have reached out to so many teams. They're trying to land themselves a frontline starter. Okay. So I guess I don't like the Chris Archer deal.
He gives up too many home runs. I mean, in a city like Atlanta, hot and humid.
And that small ballpark.
I mean, good Lord. They'll be bouncing off 285 and 75 up there the baseballs with.
I don't like bringing in Justin Verlander. I feel like that if you make that deal, you're essentially trading for 1 year at the tail end of his prime.
He's 34. He's pushing 35 years old. I don't think that's a good deal.
I just don't think you can make that deal. So that brings us to Sonny Gray or Chris, or excuse me, Garrett Cole. Sonny Gray was 5-11 2 years ago.
Plays on an awful team, though. The A's are—they're awful. The A's aren't very good. But Sonny, probably maybe the top pitcher in that staff. I don't know. I mean, he's had some good years. You know, he's what 15-7 a couple of years ago. You know, they got good players around him, then he's an effective pitcher.
Garrett Cole or Sonny Gray?
I'd take Garrett Cole.
He's
6'4", 225. He's got a power arm. I mean, he's already in the National League, and he's, you know, had a pretty good year. So I mean, he's 7-7. I guess that's he's at 500. But the Pirates are a head-scratching team as well. Why they aren't better is beyond me. But Garrett Cole's had some, you know, pretty good season. I think he won 19 games for them a couple of years ago. So he can win.
I just went on regional radio and said that I would take Garrett Cole. We're going to pretend like that didn't happen. I've changed my mind.
You changed your mind.
I would take Sonny Gray.
Okay.
I'd take Sonny Gray. 5-4, a 3.7 ERA this season, where Garrett Cole's got an ERA in the fours in the National League. And you got to figure Sonny Gray pitching in the American League is going to be a little bit better in the National because he doesn't have to face that extra hitter like he does in the AL. And so, yeah, I'm going to take Sonny Gray.
Okay. But, you know, Sonny's a good pitcher. I'd be fine with Sonny.
27 years old.
How old's Cole?
Can we look that up? How old's Garrett Cole?
He's probably in this. He's, what, 27, 28 as well?
26.
What's his career? I mean, he's had a pretty good, he's what, 54-37, 3.42 career ERA? I mean, what's wrong with that, Jason?
He's got an ERA, he's 7-7 this year with a 4.3
on a
ERA.
Bad ball team.
Yeah, but even with a bad ball team, that doesn't, it doesn't affect your ERA. That's you.
He just needs a change of scenery. New uniform.
Sonny Gray, man.
Okay. Sonny or Cole. Gray or Cole, I'd take either one.
So, would you trade Ozzie Albies for either one of those front line guys, which in reality, I mean, they're number ones on their staff. They would easily be a number one on Atlanta, but neither one of those guys do I consider a front line shutdown ace. I consider those guys really good starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. I do consider them number ones, but I just don't consider them elite shutdown guys. Do you give up Albies for that? Either one of them?
We talked off the air. Probably under the right conditions, maybe for Cole. I like Cole. I think Cole's a good pitcher. I think he can be a very good pitcher. 6'4", 225, power arm, 26, you know, 3.42 career ERA in the majors, 54-37 career record on a bad team. I think if he can come to a team that is on the right track, like I feel the Braves are on the right track, he could, you know, be a centerpiece guy.
This segment brought to you by Express Lube and Alan Tucker. Express Lube does more than just change your oil. They take care of your car. Okay, so, like, I don't feel like that you really answered the question. Like, I feel like that you really did a good job of skirting around that.
I didn't give you the answer that you wanted.
So, one more time.
Okay.
So, one more time. Would you trade, this is not hard, Kip, would you trade Ozzie Albies for Sonny Gray, or would you trade Ozzie Albies for Garrett Cole?
Not for Cole. I mean, not for Sonny Gray, but I probably would for Cole. I could be talked into that trade. Yes.
We got a yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for, yes or no. You can't, but, you know, it just doesn't work that simply with Kip,
I mean,
ever.
You don't know what's on the table here. You don't know if they're talking about prospects or anything, but a player, you know, a strict swap, one-on-one, I'd trade him for Cole.
That's a yes.
Yes.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir.
Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call at 265-2388.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
Now, back to Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. You're in the game.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Floors and More, Fox's Pizza Downtown, and Parkwood Podiatry. So typically, you know, we did this last week too, but maybe it's just lazy sports casting. I don't know. Oh, by the way, you can get your calls in. I've got a producer yelling in my ear. 912-275-7017. We'll take your calls. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Also, if you miss any of this show, it will stream on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment brought to you by Big City Cleaners and Nat's Landing. By the way, Nat's Landing will be hosting the Frederica Academy Coaches Show in the upcoming season.
The sweet potato fries they have at Nat's, they're pretty good.
We told you we would give you Wimbledon updates. We didn't do that, but we do have a final. And so Venus Williams has gone down, 7-5, 6-0. She loses in the final to Muguruza.
Mm. She beat Venus. She beat Serena in the final, too, not too long ago.
So she's that's beating, right. Yeah, beating, yeah, I've forgotten that.
Beating both the Williams girls in Grand Slam finals.
This segment brought to you by Boys Transmissions, Urgent Med 1, and Coconut Kev's. All your printing needs, T-shirts, koozies, whatever, Coconut Kev's has you covered. Federer and Cilic in the final.
I like Roger. I mean, I'd like to see Roger just, he's at the end of his career. Feel good story. I'd just like to see Roger just go out winning and winning and winning and just walk out and just say, hey, I'm walking out of here a champion.
If Federer wins, it will be his 19th Grand Slam final.
Insane. And it didn't, he's won multiple ones. Nadal's won all those French Opens, so. Mm-hmm. he's won 14 or 15, but he's won 10 French Open. So, you know, he's a great player, but he's a guy that's just...
He's a clay court guy.
He's a clay court guy.
Sure, no problem with that. I mean, I'm okay admitting that.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about tennis, for those of you that like tennis, if you don't like tennis, then, well, you know, there's another sports talk place that you can turn channel to that's far less entertaining. But if you want to do that, that's fine. The thing about tennis is, for the last decade plus, Nadal, Djokovic, and Federer have carried the load. They have been the face of tennis for that long. During this reign of those three players, we have yet to see the younger guys step their game up to be able to compete with those three.
Right.
If those three guys, think about this now, if those three guys all got together tomorrow and said, you know what, we're done. We're all going to retire. Men's tennis is in a world of hurt. Ooh. Because there is nobody. Because what that means is your next best player, and if Murray retires too, those four are gone. Your next best player, the best player in the world would be Stan Wawrinka.
Oh, that's a television nightmare.
Isn't it?
That is. I mean, I watch tennis a lot in my life, man. You know, some of my favorite players growing up, you know, I like Jimmy Connors because he always seemed like he was fiery. Love Borg now. I love Borg, the Swede. Love Andre Agassi. Andre Agassi is probably my favorite tennis player of all time. I loved Agassi, man. He's great. I just liked him. Hard not to like. Love Jimmy Connors. Like McEnroe when he was pitching fits, because I used to like to see him blow up and get mad. That's why I'd like to see him lose. But America needs another superstar tennis player, and that's what's missing right now on the tennis circuit right now, to me, a dominant male tennis player from America.
I just think that tennis would be happy with anyone that's under the age of 21 to step up on the men's side and beat Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, and Murray, because that doesn't exist right now. And in every era, we've seen that, right? I mean, remember, Federer won his first Grand Slam championship beating Pete Sampras on the way out.
Pete was a good player, too.
Yeah.
A great player.
So you've always had that changing of the guard, and you've always kind of seen that player coming, right? Or burst onto the scene winning a Grand Slam championship. We're not there.
We're not there.
But these guys are they're getting to the end of their rope. I mean, I think if you're an administrative person for the Tennis Association, whatever that organization is called, you gotta be a little worried.
You have to be worried. Now, the female game, the women's game is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think it's fine. And it's just the male game, you've got three or four guys who are probably put in their 30s now, pushing 30. I know Federer's in his 30s. I know Nadal's in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And so 30s for tennis is that's old, man.
Yeah, it is.
So somebody's got to step up. I just don't know who it's going to be, especially on the American men's side.
Well, you're centralizing it to the United States, but yep. I just think as a whole, the tennis folks wouldn't care if it was an American or anybody. They just want somebody under 21 to be able to kind of step up and start winning some Grand Slam championships, because if that doesn't happen, they're in a world of hurt going down the road. Again, consumption with sports is a big deal because it allows you to sell advertising dollars to the people that are consuming your sport. And if you don't have a face of your sport, no one's going to consume, and then it makes it hard to sell advertising, which, of course, keeps you afloat.
Right. Did you watch the, changing subject real quick, did you watch the press conference with Mayweather this week? And,
yes.
Conor McGregor, did you see that? Was that?
The press conference will be the most entertaining thing about that fight.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
They bringing up tax returns and all kind of stuff. It was
funny. See if we can't get some audio for the next segment.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Well, we finally have a time and details on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show for Glenn Academy this season. The show will be on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at Catch 228 on St. Simon's in Redfern Village. The Brandon Derrick Frederica Show will be at Nat's Landing on Wednesday nights at 7:30. And the Sean Pender Brunswick High Show will be at Moondoggies on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, you're back in the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
So we went to break. I said that we would get audio from the McGregor-Mayweather press conferences, and during the break, I was told by my producers that there's no way we're hearing any of that.
No, unless it goes beep, 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 beep.
So, shot down.
Yeah. He didn't have the beep button ready. Because there was a lot of profanity in that press conference. Profanity-laced press conference.
And even the clean stuff is still so offensive that they won't let me air it.
It was like watching a Saturday Night Live skit, wasn't it? It was crazy. Tax returns, you know, Money Mayweather, they talk about all this money he's got, and now he says he's got to have a payday from this fight, Jason, to be liquid enough to pay his taxes from last year.
It was funny that Conor McGregor showed the second one, right? He showed up in a suit, and Mayweather showed up in basically like a jumpsuit.
They looked like an American flag or
yeah.
something, didn't
and,
they?
And yep. Conor McGregor was like, he's so broke he can't even buy a suit for the press conference.
Yeah, those two guys are just alike.
This segment brought to you by Watermarks Printing, Brunswick Country Club, Network Monkeys, and the Strike Zone. Brunswick Country Club, man, probably the best value as far as a golf course goes here in the Golden Isles.
Tough golf course to play, too. Small greens, and if you're not on your game, your score will rise quickly, but your score rises quickly anyway. Jason?
I mean,
You could be playing on a, in a parking lot.
You know, the way I describe my golf game is when I go golfing, I also go hiking in the woods at the same time.
Bring your hiking boots.
Yeah. Right? I spend a lot of time in the woods.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we should. Yes, I hear you. This guy is pushy.
Yes.
Okay, so I hear you, and so we're going to get to our quick hits segment. As soon as you want to cue the music instead of yelling at me, that would work too. Huh, perfect. All right, so I'll let you start.
Cam Futch, on the way to the 7-on-7 tournament in Hoover, Alabama, stopped off at Stanford University. They wanted to take a look at him and work him out.
Oh, good. The New York Mets have proclaimed that they will not call up Tim Tebow in their September call-ups when the rosters expand to 40. Tebow at high single A is hitting .321.
He had like an 8 or 9 game hitting streak.
Mm-hmm. And won a game on a walk-off the other night.
Give the guy his props, okay? The guy's a great athlete, and he just don't get enough props. We talked about this off the air, Jason. Tom Glavine, I think he would be a great major league manager one day. Your thoughts?
I think he's got the temperament for it. Definitely has the background as far as being able to delegate and negotiate. We saw him with the player, the labor talks back in the 90s. He was the head of the labor union. Or not the head of the labor union, but he was the head of the Players Association. Right. And so a lot of pitching experience. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'll say, yeah, I think that he would be a good one.
What about Greg Maddux?
I don't think Greg Maddux would be a... My first knee-jerk was to say I don't think Greg Maddux would be a good manager because typically people that are that great don't make for good managers or coaches. But then I think... And yeah, I'm going to stick with that. I don't think that... When Greg Maddux tells you this is how you get a guy out...
You listen, right?
Right. But then when the guy doesn't have the tools that Greg Maddux had to get the guy out, I think that Maddux would get frustrated.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on me? Okay. SEC Media Days has taken place this week, and we have gotten nothing at all.
Other than Houston Nutt is suing the Ole University of Mississippi, which, you know, University of Ole Miss is a... it's a PR nightmare right now with what they've got going on there. Looming NCAA sanctions coming. Houston Nutt says they defamed his character, blah, blah, blah. Ole Miss is a dumpster fire. I mean, it is.
I actually picked Ole Miss to win the national championship at the beginning of last season.
Okay. I mean... That just proves that when people call in here and don't agree with your opinions, they're usually right. I mean, send emails that you don't want to read. You see, that's what I'm... You can't say things like that on the air. You can't say I picked Ole Miss to win the national championship. Come on, man.
But see, man, that's what makes our show so much better than every other show is because, like, we do stuff like that. We do a joke. Like, this is a funny show. We don't take ourselves seriously as...
Ole Miss.
As sports people. Like, we've both done stuff, serious stuff in the sports world that give us a little bit of credential, I guess, a legs to stand on to be able to do a show like this. But then we're doing the show and we're just like, look, like, you know, we've done stuff already and we don't really need for this to impress you. We're over here, we want to do it because we want to have fun and joke around. And so, you know, that's just kind of what this show is. We, you know, yeah, I picked Ole Miss. They were the best 3-9 team in the country.
And they haven't won an SEC championship, by the way, since John F. Kennedy was president. Did we even have color TV back then?
They haven't done what?
They haven't won the SEC football championship since John F. Kennedy was president.
Was the SEC around then?
Yes, they were.
Huh.
So it's been well over 50 years for the Rebels, or they call themselves the Black Bears now to be politically correct.
Wait, what?
They've got this alternative name to be politically correct. I'm not a big Ole Miss fan. Both of my daughters love Ole Miss. I don't know why. And I just don't get the fascination with Ole Miss. They're nothing. They're bottom feeders in the SEC. They're like catfish. You go out, you put dead bait on the hook, and you're gonna pull up Ole Miss out of the bottom of the river. That's what they are. They're bottom feeders.
I think it's your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
ESPYs this week. Boy, Peyton Manning's got a career in hosting sports award shows. Awesome the way he just went at, and especially went at Kevin Durant. It was really, really funny to watch. And Durant was not too pleased, it did not seem, when they put the camera on him to see his response. He didn't look amused at all, Jason.
Some recruiting news. Georgia has landed a tight end. John Fitzpatrick signs with University of Georgia. Big kid, 6'6".
How many tight ends can you have on a roster?
There's another commit for the Dogs.
I mean, they've got 83 tight ends.
Are you being negative, UGA?
I mean, Georgia seems to be the school of choice for tight ends, but, man, how many balls are they going to throw to the tight ends?
Keep going. Like, I don't even want to stop you. Like, you're being negative, Georgia. You're being negative, Georgia.
How many tight ends can you sign in Athens? Let's sign some defensive ends. Let's sign some cornerbacks. We got the tight end market cornered in Athens. We got to slow it down a little bit there. Unless they're going to make him into an offensive tackle, which then that's okay.
No. I want him to keep. No, don't play the ending music. No, I want him to keep going.
If you look at Georgia's depth chart at tight end, man, it's like 8 deep right now.
You've been listening to The Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch. Follow The Game on Facebook and look for the podcast on SouthernSportsEdition.com. The Game will be back next week on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N Tucker. ATTY.com.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go. 912-267-0248.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons and online at advancedrehab.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality.
Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.